Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
What's catching?
Welcome. You are listening to the Watchman Alert Radio Network, broadcasting as a voice in the wilderness. This is Warn Radio, and I'm the Watchman, Dana Smith. Welcome to today's show. And we are living by faith in the whirlwind of the last days. Now stay tuned for a great show and line up today from Warn Radio. Greetings and welcome.
Greetings and welcome to Wednesday's Remnant Battle Lines Prophecy News Hour with the Watchman and Tower. Tonight on the show, Christian persecution, Christians support Israel, U.S.-Iran news, Israel, Catchins, Turkish kangaroo court, Pastor Brunson, and more on Prophecy News. Stay tuned for more on this later. It is Wednesday, the 30th day of May, 2018, and we are glad you joined us. I am Tower, and we are covering the end of days as they happen. This is Warn Radio. The readings in the Word this week are found in Numbers chapter 8, starting at verse 1 through chapter 12, verse 16. Zechariah chapter 2, starting at verse 10. Through chapter 4, verse 7. The New Testament portion is Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through chapter 16, verse 31. To listen to the radio shows and read the latest articles by The Watchman, go to warn-usa.com or danaglensmith.com. The featured posts this week by The Watchman are The Conversation, End of Days America. It's a riveting mystery thriller. This is a book post on Steal the Darkness, and it's a conversation in character about the end of days in America. Check out America, Memorial Day and Memories, a tribute to America and those who served America, and work for the blessing which God bestowed upon this nation. False visions and untempered mortar. They have seduced my people, saying, peace, and there was no peace. And one built up a wall, and lo, another dabbed it with untempered mortar. Ezekiel 13:10. And the battleground in the world. Remnant Focus Report by The Watchman. Go to warn-usa.com and or danaglensmith.com to read those articles and listen to the shows. You can follow us on Twitter at #WatchmanIS216, #WarnRadio, or #WGS_Watchman. And now I welcome in the Watchman for our first for our latest news, articles, and more. Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
So, you know, I was going to ask you, that thing we were talking about earlier that you were talking about on the news, do you have that handy to be able to put in a little summary?
If you give me a minute, I can find it.
Yeah, we'll do that because I'm going to start out talking about the Christian backing of Israel. And, you know, it's really important to get some of these things as what's happening in the world. And so You know, we had talked about that, and I'm covering this right now, Tower, so you go ahead and do that and let me know. And I'm going to take a few minutes to do this. You know, there is no doubt that over the years, some of the Christian support of Israel, especially in America, you know, it's divided into the liberal, of course, and the conservative camps, and many of the liberal denominations, like the Presbyterian Church, for instance, and a number of others as well, simply do not back Israel, and even many Jews don't back Israel. But Israel is back in the land and has been, and they continue to celebrate, you know, victories all the time as far as staying in the land. Decades later, they're still there. And with Trump being the only one to have guts enough to move the embassy to Jerusalem, this was a big deal. And many Christians were rejoicing over that. And I am, I rejoice over that too. I think it's about time. Now, see, this is the problem that you get in when you have a lot of people, and I've talked to a number of people about Trump, and I hear just all the time, you know, well, you know, we don't like Trump, we don't like his, you know, morality and all the rest of him, and this is the pot calling the kettle black. You know, this is a bunch of people who themselves, America is a whore. America is a fornicator, an adulterer, and everything else you can think about, and they have targeted Trump, the liberals have, and along with the liberal news media, and continue to bash him. And we had talked about the amount of bashing they were doing. 91% of the coverage of him was negative, while almost 50 to 51% of Americans supported what he was doing. Now, Trump had been led to the Lord by a Christian congressman, and this came out. Now, no one wants to forgive him. No one wants to give him a chance. And while even the detractors will say, well, we like his policies, but he's not a good example. Well, I got news for you. Your Hollywood is not a good example. Many of your own leaders are not a good example. And what you've done to our kids in the schools is not a good example. And what you have done by all your whorish ways and also your promiscuous ways. And then there's the blood guilt by the killing of innocent children. So, America, you're a whore and you shouldn't be throwing stones. And many of you in this country shouldn't be doing it. So you need to shut up. Now, having said that, this is a guy that's leading the country that he's not perfect. Now, I don't agree with him on certain things, but that's beside the point. He did do what none of the rest of you gutless cowards, you know, decided to do. You know, you didn't have the courage to do it. He did. You claim that you're also righteous, but you didn't have enough courage to follow the law, which was supposed to have been, I think it was 1998, which it was supposed to be done, because it was passed by Congress that... this embassy would be moved, but none of you had guts to do it. Not one of you presidents, Republican or Democrat alone, none of you in Congress, Republican or Democrat, and many of you have been sitting on your arse in our fine Senate or House, doing nothing, complaining and bitching about Trump when you haven't done anything. Now, having said that, it's about time, and there are Christians that are happy. So if you don't like Christians supporting Israel, and if you don't like Christians supporting what Trump did, too bad. Because there's a division in the church today, and that division is about as big as it is in the Catholic Church over what the Pope's been recently saying. So.
Yeah, that's not good.
Well, you know.
That's crazy what the Pope is saying, Dana. It's an abomination. God did not make people like that.
Well,
you shouldn't even be saying things about the Lord God like that.
There is a conservative movement in the Catholic Church, and there's also people in the Vatican that are conservative that are talking about getting rid of this pope. They said that unless this pope changes, and I'm reading from, I'm quoting from an article that I read about the guy that was pushing the conservative agenda to try to get this pope out of there. And they said unless this pope straightens up and gets back into the main line of the Catholic Church, this pope won't have any kind of an agenda left in the Catholic Church, and he won't be known for anything. Having said that, you know, he was supposed to be the one pope according to the prophecy a long time ago. So who knows where we're at with all that. And, the Catholic Church has come out a lot of times over the last years doing various things that I could not agree with. And, I don't agree with their doctrine. I don't agree with their idolatry. I don't agree with a number of things. But, you know, if that's what they're going to do, they're going to do it. Needless to say, getting back to Israel, now there is no doubt that the Catholic Church has been interested in making Jerusalem an international city. That in the past, that was one of their pushes, because the Catholic Church wanted to personally oversee the holy places. Now, Israel's ambassador to the United States, Ron Dermer, was there, and Pastor John Hagee, which, he's the one that Christians United for Israel, and Friedman was, the United States ambassador to Israel is David Friedman, and he was talking about evangelical Christians, he said, support Israel with much greater fervor and devotion than many in the Jewish community. Now, I wrote about that in one of my articles not too long ago. And, there is no doubt that there is a good portion of Christians that have waited for America to get her head out of the nether region of her behind and get behind Israel. And we spent 8 years putting up with Obama's nonsense, including talking to Netanyahu. He was photographed on his desk with his feet toward the camera. Now, this is a sign. The sole of the foot, the shoe, is a thing that the Muslims do to show contempt. And he was showing contempt for Israel to the Arab nations as he was talking, and that's why that picture was taken. Now, this is a guy that is sitting over here now, and he's going to be producing stuff for Netflix. And Netflix made a statement because they're apparently been getting a bunch of flack from having Obama going to be producing shows. And the flack is, according to Netflix, they said it will not be political. It will not be political in the things mm-hmm. that he produces.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll see to that.
Yeah.
We know that he's underhanded. We know very well how he will do this. He's sneaky, exactly. And he was sneaky for 8 years with Israel.
Yes,
he never backed him. And he wasn't a friend to them. And we know for a fact that this guy did try to influence the elections when Netanyahu went up. That even came out in the news at the time. And so for all of you to get so upset at Trump and all the rest of this nonsense is just pure poppycock and stupidity. Now, having said all that, there is no doubt today, Tower, and as we look at Israel, we are coming into some prime prophecy. We're coming into where Israel is raising its head in the world, and it's existing in spite of its enemies.
That's right, it is.
You know, today, you may not have heard that, but there was quite a few rockets that were fired into Israel. I think it was 20 or 30 rockets that were fired at Israel.
Well, there was over 100 one day. Was that yesterday?
Well, at any rate, that's not the point. The point of it is Israel's reaction to all the rockets coming in. And they came out today and said that they will not be apologizing for backing Israeli children and protecting them from enemies that want to kill everybody over
That's
there,
right.
And that they're going to respond. And they said Iran was behind it, and they warned Iran, they warned Syria. They had already, Netanyahu had already met with Putin, who Putin immediately, and I seen this in the news, I don't know if he followed up, but there was an airbase that Iran was using, and Syria stopped letting them use the airbase. So the bottom line of it is that Israel said, you know, we're going to protect them, and we are going to fight back, and don't test us. And this afternoon, they came out again, and they warned Hamas and also Hezbollah, we will come back with a very strong response, and do not push us.
And the United States is calling, in response to this, the United States is calling on the United Nations Security Council to condemn the Hamas rocket fire against Israel. And the thing is, they're blaming it on Israel. They're the ones that started it. Israel says they will respond with peace when there's peace. But if they're going to be attacked, they're going to respond.
Well, you know, the UN has never been a friend of Israel, and
now
the UN is filled with a bunch of poppycock Muslim nations over there, and this is the very thing where Erdogan, who happens to be a NATO member, has called for 57, 58 Muslim nations that are in their league to come against Israel as one army. And, of course, nobody in NATO decides to kick Turkey out, because they're holding Pastor Andrew Brunson right now on false charges, which
are
stupid. And we have covered that. And the news that's coming out about these knuckleheaded judges they have over there who refuse to allow him to have anybody stand up for him. And out of all the witnesses, only one of them actually knew Pastor Brunson. The rest of them were formulating lies as far as a testimony, and that's what they convicted him on, or working to convict him on.
Yeah.
And so, in addition, so you have NATO, you have the UN, all of which suck up to the Muslim nations, all of which, even in the various councils of the UN, you have a lot of Muslim say-sos in there. You have, and that one piece of article that you have for the UK further shows how even the UK is turning over to Islam as we speak right now. And
well, listen to this.
Go ahead.
The situation today, this is on what Israel says. The situation today remains stable, but it depends entirely on what Hamas will try to do, said IDF spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Cornricus. If Hamas will try to escalate this situation, the IDF is ready to respond. Quiet will be met with quiet, but terror will be met with a firm response. And then the Palestinian Authority chairman, Mahmoud Abbas, condemned what he called Israel's fierce aggression against the Gaza Strip. He said, Palestinians want peace, and Israel does not, which is a total lie.
Well, he is a liar, and he's lied before. And, you know, they have always had these knuckleheaded Muslims over there in the Gaza Strip. We warned about this when Israel decided to give that and allow the Palestinians to have it. We warned that they would have a terrorist state next door, but it went ahead. Every time that I've seen Israel give up land for peace, they've never received peace. They've just received war.
More war.
Yeah. And so, you know, I want to touch a little bit on Andrew Brunson right here. You know, according to the American Center for Law and Justice, now they've been covering this. They said that the lead Turkish judge, now we covered this last week or the week before, but he said that this judge refused to allow American pastor Andrew Brunson's defense witnesses to testify. And that's absolutely ridiculous.
It's wrong.
And he said over the course of 11 grueling hours, 7 witnesses for the prosecution, 2 witnesses, 5 open, 2 of whom were prisoners, and only one who had ever actually even met him. And all of these were given testimony against him. And we know how it works, see?
Yeah.
You testify against this guy, we'll let you go, and we'll throw his butt in jail.
Right.
And the pastor's Turkish attorney pointed out that one of these men had been convicted on 14 counts of fraud, and the lead judge claimed he didn't see how the fact was relevant.
Oh, my goodness.
And so this is the kind of nincompoop, idiotic stupidity that you find in Turkey right now with Erdogan as the lead. And he wants to get this, imam that's over here in America over there to prosecute him. And he would probably trade Brunson for him. So Brunson is a political prisoner.
Yeah.
You know, but that
judge said that he would take all the prosecution witnesses' statements as fact. That is just wicked.
Yeah, that's stupid. And that's because they've been bribed.
Yeah.
And so they're willing to sign these things just to get out of jail. That's what they're going to do in order to get rid of the pastor's, Brunson's freedom. He's going to get thrown in there. And so this is what's happening. And there's an ongoing effort to try to get the U.S. to do something, get the U.N. to do something. His case has gone to the U.N. There's a certain committee that handles these kind of things, and we don't know how this will turn out, but it really doesn't look very good. And we've seen this kind of lies coming against Christian witnesses in Pakistan. We've seen this kind of stuff happening in other places. And this is the way it is. This is exactly what happened to the Lord. People lied. And, this is what they do. And, you know, just as it went with our Lord, so does it go with those who serve him. And did you find that other article?
On the UK?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
There's this guy in the UK that... they call him an enemy. They've arrested him and imprisoned him for being an enemy of the state. Some people have compared him to being a whistleblower, and he's been very outspoken about the growing influence of Islam in the country. And he was put in jail for 13 months for photographing at a trial of Muslims being tried for Muslim rape gang trial. And so he was thrown in jail for 13 months. The news media was put on gag order. They weren't allowed to say anything for several days about him. And he's afraid he's going to be killed because of his stance against the Muslims.
What is his name?
His name is Stephen Lennon, better known as Tommy Robinson. I don't know what that's about, but...
Well, Tommy Robinson is in the news everywhere.
And he's had to move several... He can't find work, and he's had to move his family several times because of this stuff. He's... a former leader of the English Defense League, and he's a loud voice warning against the Islamization of Britain, and he's become an important worldwide symbol of resistance to governments that have allowed radical Islam to grow inside their borders. The British government, of course, views him as a troublemaker, and they've been prosecuting him and jailing him for years, and so, you know, because of this, he's been unable to work and had to move several times. And he says it's like loving a country that hates you.
Well, that's exactly what happened in Britain's past. They persecuted various groups of Christians depending upon who the king or queen was. Remember Bloody Mary, and there was others. If it was a Catholic queen or king, the Protestants would get persecuted, and if
yeah.
it was a Protestant, the Catholics would, and that's one of the reasons that many of the early Christians came to America. They had already left the UK, but there was persecution, and they came, many of them came from parts of Europe that they had went into for refuge, Denmark and etc. And of course they left from there to go to America. And you know, the bottom line of it is that we see that time and time again in the UK.
Yeah.
Now,
he says he says, I know I'm going to get killed. And it's what made Lenin's arrest even more Orwellian, because they're comparing it to Orwell's 1984, is the UK government slapped a ban on any British media coverage until Tuesday with a 5-day gag order. And his supporters fear he'll be murdered in prison. And he showed them an ISIS training camp, which is a prison, and where he believes he would have been killed by Muslim inmates if he had not been had not forced officials to put him in solitary confinement. This is just tragic.
It is, and it's something that we see there in the UK. Now, we're moving on to Pakistan. Pakistan is also a place where we've seen persecution against Christians, persecution that's false, like's happening to Andrew. Well, the persecution is real, but the charges are false.
Right.
And we've covered this for years, and in this recent one, we have a report out of the Gospel Herald that says a Muslim family in Pakistan strangled to death a teenage Christian girl who failed to carry out the household chores to their satisfaction. And the name of the woman was, she's 17-year-old daughter of this Salamat Masai. And the teen's father filed a first information report. And many times when they do these, we don't we do not see any results. I mean, it's like it goes into some pile somewhere. The Muslim family tied a rope around the Christian girl's neck and were strangling her. Despite her father's pleas, the teen was eventually strangled to death because she failed to carry out the things. And, of course,
to their satisfaction. And she'd worked for him since she was 11 for like 6 years.
You know, and the thing of it is, this is stupid. And, you know, these Muslim families are going to wind up in hell. Now, they can repent and come to the Lord. But, see, the problem you have in the Christian West has lost their faith. And they are backslidden. The leaders are backslidden. Many of the leaders now are Muslim. And this is a war, of a culture war, to destroy the West and to destroy the Europe and try to get worldwide Islamic rule. And this is what the battle is all about. And the officials in these countries fail to see the threat. They don't want to see the threat. And many of them are afraid, so they allow the Muslims to virtually take over. But if you're in one of these Muslim countries, a Christian isn't even worth the life of an ant or a grasshopper or a worm. They are considered as nothing, and we have been reporting on this time and time again, and how the West can be so stupid, so vain in their pride, as to reject the truth is beyond anything that you can explain, except that they are truly blinded and that judgment is coming to the UK. Judgment will come, and judgment will also come into Islam for what they have done. And when they stand before the true Lord, Yahshua, Jesus Christ, they will find how shortchanged they were by their own leaders who told them and taught them lies.
That's right, amen. And you know these people that are in collusion with them that won't do anything about these murders and rapes and beatings against the Christians? They're participating in that, whether they think they are or not, and God will hold them responsible just as much as the others.
Well, we have another thing, and this is coming out of Nepal. And there's been a series of attacks, and this is from Morningstar News. And a sudden series of arson and bomb attacks that hit four church buildings within Nepal. And they expect Hindu extremists there. And again, you know, Nepal has been a closed country. Nepal has been nefarious as well. But, you know, they have not really been in the news like Pakistan and some of the others have been. You know, when we talk about this, it's just hard to believe.
Oh, it is.
How many... Yeah, and according to one of the pastors there, he says they have gathered a lot of support and fan following from the Nepali masses, he said. These attacks have not come upon the Nepali churches as a surprise, but these are well-planned and coordinated attacks against the Christian community,
mm-hmm.
and the government is doing nothing about this. And, of course, Nepal, you know... It's one of those things that when you look at it, there's just that fight in there. It's going to always be there. The Hindus or the Muslims, you know. And that's basically where we see it coming from. You were talking about, ask me about the Kachin, and I don't know if that's how they pronounce it, but this is out of Myanmar or Burma.
Mm.
And these are Christians that, according to the Barnabas Fund, they've been trapped in the jungle. And what happened, there was a wave of attacks, military attacks against the towns and stuff, and the Christians had left, and so they left and managed to get into the jungle. 200 of the Christians managed to flee.
Wow.
And, but they've been facing grievous things. There's some of them, you know, of course, having their babies in the jungle. They need food. some of them were too weak to even go because they're elder, and so their kids have to carry them. But this is the kind of thing that you find over there. In a separate incident, there was 159 of these Kachin villagers. They were taken hostage by the Burmese army. And so you have the Burmese army that goes into these predominantly Kachin villages, and they attack them. And
so right now
you have 2,000 of them displaced and in the jungle, and you have another 159 that were taken hostage in a separate attack. And this is what's happening to Christians around the world right now. And you know, it's unconscionable. And if you think the numbers are down, listen to this one. We've been talking about Nigeria for a long, long time. And it's been estimated, according to the Global Christian News, who did a story on this, the Church of the Brethren, and that's in Nigeria, reported that an Islamist Fulani herdsman killings in the Middle Belt of Nigeria. Now, that's a report, and the Global Christian News picked up on it. And the report from within Nigeria itself said that there's been 10,000 widows created as a result of the Fulani herdsmen attacking.
Dear God.
And the herdsmen attack Christian farmers, and they kill the husbands and drive the family out. And so the way they put it, they said, I can put it that we have recorded over 10,000 widows because of the activities of the Fulani terrorists and for orphans. The figure is also well above the 10,000. I know that the Middle Belt is home of missions, has been subject to all kinds of crisis which created these orphans and widows. The whole thing has been heightened by a daily killing of people.
That's horrible.
According to Dr. Caleb Ahima, that's the president of the Church of the Brethren there in Nigeria. And, you know, they said, well, we reported some time ago that a lot of them were talking about one time Nigeria was a place to be. I mean, it was working well within there. You weren't persecuted like this, but there's been an effort by ISIS and other radical Islamic groups to actually take Nigeria over. And so this is, you know, I mean, when we talk about the problems we have in America, Tower.
Oh, man.
You know, and we hate to see the way things are going in America. America is divided. There's a lot of problems within this country. But you look around and you can see the shaking that the Lord is doing, shaking everything, but also the fact that prophecy is being fulfilled. We see that with Israel. We see also the rise of a major Muslim-Christian war, global war. We see Ezekiel 38 possibly coming to pass with Israel, which we've talked about because various sources in Israel are talking about Ezekiel 38. I mean, you look at it and you just say, you know, if you don't think this is the end of days, you
better get your head out of the sand.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like if you don't, you know, understand this, then, you know, we've got a major problem.
That's right.
You know, it's kind of funny, you know, if you go around smiling, someone says, if you're smiling at a time like this, you're either crazy, dumb, or you just don't understand the situation. but there is a lot of persecution, upheaval, just murdering and killing globally going on. And then when you see the EU's in trouble as well. And then you take the fact of UK, the way you reported. And then we look at America as well. You know, and what do we have? We have a steady stream of people coming in, both from Canada and from South America through Mexico. And Mexico isn't stemming the tide. The Democrats are fighting tooth and nail to allow everybody to enter in, and it seems like they don't understand that there are enemies coming in with this. You know, we're not against people being able to come into America. We're against the Obama doctrine, which says open up the floodgates and let everybody in.
You need
to come in the regular way. And just like many in our past, leaders in our past have said, if you come into America, you have to become an American and hold to who we are. Not come in, bring your agenda with you to try to overthrow this country. Now, see, this is what Obama didn't take into consideration. This is what many of the Democrats today don't understand. And then when you get into the idiots that we have in Hollywood, these people are blitzkrieg. They may be able to make good movies, including Spielberg and Jim Carrey. He's crazy. When you see what these people are doing, what they're saying, and then, of course, they all got mad at Roseanne today because of what she was saying. I'm telling you, they're all nuts.
Well, look what Bill Maher said about Trump, and he's still on the show. He said that Trump's mother mated with an orangutan.
Well, you know, and see, this is what the liberals don't do. They don't do anything about their own liberal people that they're employing. And yet, you turn around and Roseanne says one thing on Twitter, and of course ABC got rid of her, and they got rid of her because they wanted to get rid of the show anyway.
Yeah.
They had already warned her because they didn't like her pro-Trump stance. And so, you know, I can tell you this much, that she will show up somewhere else. They'll take the show somewhere else. That is if they can keep the family together, because some of the others in the family weren't happy with Roseanne either. But the bottom line is, I'm not defending Roseanne. She has come out and said things on Twitter before and swore off of it. And been a number of years ago, but you know that I'm just telling you that we are in a country where people today in America are just borderline crazy, many of them. I mean, if you've ever seen the last four paintings of what Jim Carrey has done, this guy is borderline mega schizoid weirdo. I mean, and I listened a little bit to what he was parlaying on Netflix. It was a bunch of new age gobbledygook idiocy. And, you know, I mean, if you've got all the money in the world, you can believe whatever you want. And I guess some of these in Hollywood just have so much money, they don't care what the truth is. And I guess some of these liberal news stations have so much money and so many people listen to them, they don't care what the truth is. But the truth is, all of your hatred and all your demagoguery and all your lies concerning Trump have made this country even worse than what it would have been. Instead of joining together to try to help and solve the problems, you have actually created the division and nurture it. And that's including Mad Max Waters, Maxine, who is nuttier than a fruitcake. I mean, these people are crazy.
She has got, I think that woman's got a demonic spirit. She's filled with hatred and she's so vile. It's just...
She is, you know. And then, you know, if you look at the UN, look at the UN. How can they continue to back the Islam and the people in the Gaza Strip when it's proof? You can see these people shooting rockets over all the time. They're the ones that initiated the rockets.
Exactly.
And then, of course, you have them that win against the border. And they would have gone through the border. I read a testimony of one of the soldiers that were out there, and he says, we tried everything we could to keep from shooting, but he said they wouldn't stop. They just kept coming, and they were going to, you know, once they get in Israel, cross the border, they're going to kill innocent people.
Now, yeah, see, they will.
And see, this is what, see, the UK doesn't defend itself from Islam.
And that's crazy. And, it's idiotic. They're blinded.
Yeah. And the EU, they don't defend their borders. You know, some of them do now because of Trump. But there's a bunch of them that are screwed when it comes to that because they're already taken over. And so you've got a major problem in the world. And I can guarantee you one thing. China isn't going to be taken over by Muslims because they'll kill them first. Russia will not either because they will kill them first if they have to. And the problem that you have in America, yes, it's a free country, but we also have to find time that we're either going to live as what we used to live, or we're going to be a divided nation, not just in our policies and our everyday speak, but one day this verbal hatred is going to turn to global war within our nation. And I call it global because it will affect the global community. It is just crazy. And, you know, I've talked about this before. A house divided cannot stand. And make no mistake, there are people in the house today that want a civil war in this country. They want to kill people. They want to overthrow the status quo. They want to destroy every semblance of order and government we have. They want to destroy the civil order. They want to kill anybody that stands in their way. Now, that's a fact.
That is, it is. Yes, it is.
But see, if you talk to people that are comfortable and liberal, and I had a chance here not too long ago, and this person, when I was talking to him, the only thing he could say, well, maybe we need to live in two Americas, a divided America. I says, we're already in a divided America. And I said, after that, it's going to be a full-scale civil war, and people are going to die. But see, this is coming from a guy that is comfortable, makes good living, has a great retirement, you know, and he flies around and has nice vacations, and there's a lot of people just like him. And he understands, he sees the division, but he doesn't see the problem. You know, and we have an entire America that are sitting on their arse doing nothing, allowing these liberals and everybody else. You need to boycott these shows. You need to boycott the Spielbergs.
That's right.
You need to boycott the Jim Carreys. You need to boycott all these people that are saying these things and stop supporting them.
That's right.
But you know, the thing of it is, you know, you have crowds that will stop at nothing to get their way. And they will shove it down your throat come hell or high water.
Oh, they will.
And hell's a-coming.
And you don't have a right to your own opinion. As far as they're concerned, their opinion is what's right, and you don't matter.
Now, we do have a real good story here coming from Bibles from the Mideast.
I seen that. That's amazing.
And you've been reading these. Tower's been reading these for us. Do you want to read this one?
Oh, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
This story is from a chapter from a book called Amazing Modern Day Miracles, and it holds 52 stories to strengthen your faith by Suzanne Fry. And this is written by Pastor Paul's wife, Mercy. She talks about her grandmother's life and what her grandmother experienced. My grandmother, Eliyama, grew up in a heavily forested area in a high range region of India. Her family was religious but hadn't been taught what it meant to have a living relationship with Jesus Christ. Child marriage was common in India at the time, and so at the age of 13, she married a man named Mathai. Excuse me. Eliyama and Mathai lived with her family in their mud house in the forest. They had no electricity or running water, and there wasn't a local market to buy food. Her father and Mathai worked hard to reclaim the forest for their small farm, where they cultivated coffee and spices such as pepper and cardamom. Because the family had no pipes to get suitable drinking water to their house or even a well nearby, it was part of the women's daily chores to fetch water from the river. And one day when Eliyama was 27, she walked down to the river to fill up her water pot. As she bent over the water's edge, a wild pig charged out of the underbrush and brutally attacked her. She fought back, using the water pot as a defensive shield and weapon to swing at the pig's head. But as they fought, the wild pig became even more enraged and fierce. His sharp teeth ripped her legs and arms, and Eliyama knew her life was in jeopardy when blood began to flow profusely from her torn body. She cried out for help, but no one was nearby. Suddenly, a man appeared out of nowhere. He drove the pig away and then knelt down beside her to tend to her wounds. When his hands touched the torn places on her body, she was immediately healed. Still in shock, Eliyama's eyes grew wide with astonishment as she saw the palms of the man's hands. They were nail-scarred, and he carried the markings of crucifixion. Reverence and awe filled her heart. Only one response came to her mind as she recognized who attended her. She prostrated herself on the ground and said, "My Lord and my God." It was but a moment that she was face down in the soil, which was damp with river water mingled with blood. When she slowly raised her head, her rescuer had disappeared. And after this dramatic incident, Eliyama had an insatiable hunger to know more about Jesus. She accepted him as her personal savior, and as a result of her testimony, her entire family believed and received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. In her lifetime, Eliyama and Mathai had a total of 67 children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Eliyama at 100. "Being one of them, I grew up knowing Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I married a man named Paul, though Muslim by birth, accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior and Lord on his 21st birthday while studying at university. Now we are winning souls for Christ. My grandfather Mathai went home to be with the Lord when Eliyama was 62. 39 years later, Jesus took Eliyama home when she was 101. Up until that day, she eagerly awaited being with her rescuer face to face, and she devoted her life studying the Bible, praying for others, and glorifying the Lord as her living witness." That's amazing, isn't it?
It is. It's a good story.
It is. And it blesses me to read that.
It does. And, of course, folks, that comes out of Bibles for the Mideast. And you can help them out. When you donate to them, they buy Bibles. Because they said when Muslims want to know about Jesus Christ, they want a Bible. And they get them from them. And a lot of the stories that they do, and a lot of people that helps Bibles for the Mideast, are Muslims that's been won to the Lord, that came to the Lord. And so they do change the names to protect them because it's so dangerous. But, you know, we're pretty much at the end of the program. We got a few more minutes. But, you know, in spite of everything we talked about, the Lord is still alive.
Amen.
And we read these kind of stories to let you know that it's not all bad. It's not all persecution. That, in fact, in the middle of everything, the Lord God is there. And, you know, when I look at America, you know, for all my life, Christianity was never persecuted. We had churches everywhere. There was a certain morality. Now all that's gone. And so it's important to understand what you really have, lest you lose it.
Amen.
And, you know, I love stories like this.
Oh, I do too. It's amazing.
And, There is no doubt, folks, that, you know, when we live in the last days, and these are the last days, we have a Bible, we have a Lord, we have our Father, and we have hope. And we have to live each day with that faith. You know, Tower?
We do. We do.
And when you read those things, that's the highlight of my day. And we've also read some good stories out of CBN in the news and their slant, because they do report on the Christian side of it from Donald Trump and what's going on. And so if you are just reading the news from the pervert factory of liberal stations who don't know the truth if it would bit them in the butt, then you need to get over to some good, solid news and get away from this other nonsense. You really do.
Yeah. Amen.
And, you know, the thing of it is I was glad to hear that Netflix said that Obama's programs would be non-political. Of course, I know better. They will be non-political and non-threatening, but he will have an underlying message, and that message will be political, I guarantee you. Because that's exactly what he's doing. He's pushing it for a reason. And he knows how to do it.
Yeah. That's right, he does.
So I don't know. We've read a lot of those kind of testimonies, you know, on the show. But
I love them.
Every time you do those testimonies, you know, they just, you know, I mean, when it finally dawns on her who it is, you know, and he doesn't wait a minute, he doesn't even wait around. He leaves.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing, you know, how these things work. And when you get caught up in another country, you know, when you have riches, you know, the Bible says how hard it is for the rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Look at all the countries having trouble with Islam. The UK, the EU, America, Canada, you know, a lot of these, even Australia, a lot of them are well-to-do nations that have had a majority of Christian faith in it since their founding.
Yeah.
And every one of them are having trouble. Every one of them. And that's because these nations got so comfortable with the faith. They lost the faith. They became Laodicean. They became Sardis. And now there's trouble. Because when you're not serving the Lord, the enemy enters in. It happened with Israel. It will happen in the modern nations. When you're not taking care of business with your God and your Lord, then the enemy will come in. You cannot make peace with the enemy. You got to stand in a point of dominion through Christ Jesus, or you will be consumed. And as an American, you need to stand in a place that this is a country that has always believed in the Lord and accepted and followed the Lord. And you cannot take the wishy-washy nonsense that we have today for Christianity. There's a major, major, major TV evangelist worth millions.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about Kenton Copeland.
I know who you're talking about. I've seen that story.
But he wanted money for a jet to fly around.
$54 million.
Well, guess what? His buddy is Ken Copeland, who got a jet from his. Now, yeah. I'm telling you something, folks. If you think that is standard nature for Christianity, then you're about as wrong as can be. And this is the problem we have in America today. This is the problem where we're at. And I defy anybody with a good conscience and who knows the Lord to try to prove that this is the kind of Christianity we found in the apostolic, in the beginning of the church.
Yeah.
So with that, we're going to have to get out of here.
Okay, join us tomorrow night for Battle Lines Thursday. And I'm not sure.
And Friday's Sound the Shofar.
Okay, what are we doing on Battle Lines tomorrow night?
We're doing...
Gospel of John.
Yeah, the Gospel of John. It's in your thing there.
Witness to Jesus Christ, Part 1. So yeah. Join us tomorrow night for that. We thank you for joining us tonight. We love you. We pray for you. God bless you. And thank you for all you do.
And we're doing Hebrews on Friday night.
Yep. Okay.
So at any rate, don't forget to check out our websites, warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com, and gethealthyyoungliving.com. This is The Watchman. We'll see you tomorrow night. Shalom, everybody. Good night. We thank you for joining us today on Warn Radio, the Watchman Alert Radio Network. This is The Watchman, and for all of us here, shalom, everyone. See you again on the radio.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
It's the semi-annual sale at Mattress Firm. For a limited time, get huge savings of up to $500 on our top-rated mattresses. We have more than 15 beds with over 4-star ratings on sale store-wide. Like our fan-favorite Serta Memory Foam Queen mattress, now just $397. You won't find this deal anywhere else. But hurry in, this sale ends Tuesday. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.